This is your evening news roundup from WCMU for Friday, March 5th. I'm Amy Robinson. A healthcare provider in northern Michigan is getting COVID-19 vaccines straight from the federal government. As Brett Dahlberg reports, it's part of a pilot program to get vaccines to underserved people in rural communities.
The Alcona Health Center's service area covers about 18,000 square miles of northern Michigan. But at the beginning of the state's vaccine distribution, it wasn't getting any doses to give its patients. Now, through a federal pilot program, they have more than 1,000 doses to deliver. Ashley Goddard directs the center's clinical operations. She says they're reaching out to people in ways health departments and hospitals can't.
22% of our population is seniors, and we reached out to every single one of the seniors on our list and offered the vaccine. Unless their phone didn't work or they didn't answer, we talked to every single one of them on the phone.
Goddard says the health center makes a point to help patients who don't have health insurance and might not have access to the internet or transportation to get to vaccination sites. She says the doses from the federal government are getting to people who might otherwise be left out of the vaccination campaign. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.
As the novel coronavirus continues to mutate, some researchers are trying to develop vaccines that could protect people against any strain of the virus. One of them is Aubrey Gordon. She's an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan. She says scientists are having to play catch-up to develop a universal vaccine against coronaviruses.
Coronaviruses, I would say, have been kind of, you know, now in retrospect, relatively understudied. In general, people thought that the next pandemic was coming from influenza, you know, not from a coronavirus.
Gordon says research into universal flu vaccines will help scientists working on universal coronavirus shots. But she says there's still a long way to go. And for now, the vaccines available are impressively effective. A man who joined a group of secretive Michigan militiamen testified today about how they talked about kidnapping Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Steve Carmody reports.
The man, identified only as Dan, became a confidential informant for the FBI not long after he joined the Wolverine Watchmen. Dan says he reported his concerns to law enforcement after hearing group members talking about killing police officers. Dan testified the Watchmen believed they were training to kidnap and kill politicians and law enforcement officers. This is day three of a pretrial hearing for three men accused of plotting political violence. Defense attorneys say their clients just talked and had not made any serious plans to commit political violence. I'm Steve Carmody.
A Michigan State Police trooper is being charged with felonious assault for allowing his police dog to attack a driver for several minutes during a traffic incident last year. Carell Vega has more, and a warning, this story may be upsetting to some listeners.
The charges stem from an incident that took place last November in Lansing. Michigan State Police Trooper Parker Serbrook was involved in an attempted traffic stop which turned into a pursuit. The fleeing vehicle eventually crashed, and when Serbrook arrived at the scene, he immediately released his police dog. The animal began attacking the driver, who was laying on the ground. Video of the incident released by the MSP shows the driver pleading with Serbrook to stop the dog.
Don't move!
Please, sir, he's on my face!
I don't care!
I'm not moving, sir! I'm not moving.
Serbrook was placed on leave in December as an investigation took place. The Ingham County Prosecutor's Office received the findings of the investigation last month. The MSP says Serbrook will remain on unpaid suspension for the duration of the criminal case. I'm Carell Vega.
Three Lansing police officers will not face criminal charges for excessive use of force in connection with an arrest last year. Scott Pohl has more on that.
On November 10th, officers Alex Rojas, Morgan Schaefer, and Alex Slobin arrived at the scene of a reported fight that callers said included the use of a baseball bat. When met with resistance, their arrest of Jonathan Hardy led to the use of a taser and closed fist strikes to Hardy's head and face. Following a Michigan State Police investigation, the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office has determined that, while troubling, there is insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the officers violated any criminal statute. In a statement, Prosecutor Carol Seaman says she also will not charge Hardy with resisting and obstructing police. Seaman says her decisions come in the context of trying to address the historical wrongs of our criminal justice system. I'm Scott Pohl.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a stop in Washington, D.C. today to visit Michigan National Guard troops. We have more on that from Rick Pluta.
There are roughly 1,000 Michigan Guard members stationed in Washington following the attacks on the nation's capital. Despite a request for the troops to remain, the governor said she would not agree to extend the deployment beyond March 12th. That was after reports that the troops were served poor quality and undercooked food. Whitmer was joined on the visit by Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters. A spokesman for the governor said Michigan units were among the first to arrive to D.C. in response to the unrest, and it's time for them to return home. I'm Rick Pluta.
What happens when freedom to read meets a refusal to publish? Michigan libraries are navigating that now, after it's been announced that 6 Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published due to racist images. Many libraries have the books in their collections, and some are saying they'll still make them available to the public. Charlevoix Library Director Ryan Deary says he takes the philosophy of freedom to read seriously, believing that even troubling or unpopular books should be accessible to the public. He says he's not run into something quite like this before.
This does seem to be a unique moment where a highly public author whose books are still hugely read, to have some of their in-demand titles no longer be published due to content.
Deary says although the books will remain available to the public, they will likely be pulled off the shelves. He says now that the books are no longer being published, prices to them have shot up, and he doesn't want to risk having the library copies stolen. That's your evening news roundup from WCMU for Friday, March 5th.